TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Jim Lord here.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
Yeah, I know.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Well, hey there, it's a Thursday morning. It's the 25th day of April, the fourth Thursday in April. And today is National Teach Your Children to Save Day. Yeah, National Teach Your Children to Save Day. And that's interesting because just the other day, you remember my old Irish pappy talked about handling money, and part of that was to always save back part of the money you earn. So happy National Teach Your Children to Save Day. Well, our story today is about money, but not exactly about saving money. In fact, the story kind of takes an odd twist and actually creates a teachable moment. It's called Shelley and the Field Trip Money, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Shelley, said Mrs. Gunther, could you please come up here and help me collect permission slips and money for tomorrow's field trip? Shelley quickly went to the front of the room, but as she hurried to help Mrs. Gunther, she left the envelope with her money in it right there on top of her desk. The girl sitting next to her had forgotten her money, and now she saw an opportunity. The girl quickly and quietly grabbed the envelope, and no one saw her do it. Mrs. Gunther said, "Now, class, be sure to write your names on your envelopes, and I'll come by to pick them up. Shelley will be picking up your signed permission slips." After all the forms and money were collected, Shelley went to get her envelope. "Mrs. Gunther," she said, "my envelope is gone." Everyone helped look for Shelley's envelope, but finally Mrs. Gunther told Shelley not to worry about it. They would figure something out later. During lunchtime, Mrs. Gunther had a chance to check in all the money. When she opened the envelope with the girl's name who sat next to Shelley, she found money and she found a note from Shelley's mom telling her to have a wonderful day. Immediately, Mrs. Gunther knew what had happened. Well, the girl got into a lot of trouble for stealing. But Mrs. Gunther also talked to her. She said, "How would you feel if someone did that to you? It would hurt you, wouldn't it?" "Yes, ma'am," she said.
"And you know," said Mrs. Gunther, "it's always a choice. Heroes intentionally help others and never intentionally hurt others. You need to think about that." Well, the girl did think about it, a lot. And after a lot of thinking, the choice was actually pretty easy. She decided that day to start being a hero who helps instead of a person who hurts. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So do you ever get to help your teacher during class? If so, do you like doing that? If not, would you like to? While Shelley was helping Mrs. Gunther, the girl at the desk next to hers took Shelley's money and used it for herself. Do you think stealing is wrong? Why? Or why not? Also, how could the girl who took Shelley's money have done things differently? What would you have done in the exact same situation? You know, forgetting to bring your own money on the day it was due. And finally, what was Mrs. Gunther's advice to the girl? And do you agree with Mrs. Gunther's advice? Just some things to think about on this Thursday morning. You know, we talk a lot about helping and sharing and things like that here on TCN Mornings, so here's your opportunity to do just that. If you're a listener, and I'm guessing you are if you're hearing this, and if you enjoy what you're hearing, then share. It's just like sharing a smile. It costs you nothing, and it can hopefully brighten someone else's day as well. So tell everybody you know about TCN Mornings every weekday at tcnmornings.com or anywhere. Just Google TCN Mornings. Well, just ahead, another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. It's all still in front of us on this Thursday edition of TCN Mornings. Well, it's time now to check in with my old Irish pappy, as we do every weekday morning here on TCN Mornings. You know, sometimes we would just sit on the floor in front of him. Other times, it was on a log in the woods. And we would listen as he carefully taught us about life and how to live it better.
You know, someday you're going to be working for a living. And what that means is you're going to be selling your time to somebody in exchange for money. So start right now making your time worth as much as you possibly can by educating yourself and by developing the skills that you'll be using to be the best they possibly can be.
That's right. Pappy says someday you're going to be working for a living. And what that means is that you'll be selling your time to somebody in exchange for money. So start right now making your time worth as much as you possibly can by educating yourself and developing the skills you'll be using to the best they can possibly be. All right, so here we go on this Thursday morning with the
question of the day.
Today is National Teach Your Children to Save Day. So let's make your question about saving money. What if you were able to earn and save, say, $10 a week? How much would you have in just 1 year? How much would you have in 10 years? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course, your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now, about yesterday's question, you may remember that we had a story about a man named Randy Pausch and that he gave some really good advice to young people in his book entitled The Last Lecture. And one of the things he said was, tell the truth all the time. So here's your question. Why do you think telling the truth all the time is good advice? Why do you think telling the truth all the time is good advice? Well, Kenley from Portland, Maine says it is important to tell the truth all the time because it makes you have integrity. It also helps others to trust you, and when you lie, you have to make up another lie to cover that one, and the cycle never ends. You just become a liar, and nobody wants to be known as a liar. Well, thank you, Kenley, for that answer. That pretty much sums it up, don't you think? Okay, just one more quick segment ahead for you, but as for me, I will see you tomorrow for the Friday, yes, Friday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
It's interesting to observe that many young people of wealth often just want more, unless, of course, they are taught otherwise by their parents. On the other hand, young people whose families struggle financially often have little expectation of material gain and seek instead to find things to provide happiness for the moment, unless they are taught otherwise by their parents. The bottom line is this. It is easy for young people in any stage of the economic spectrum to waste their lives on shallow thinking. And for a variety of reasons, parents may not always be available to constantly encourage accomplishment. That is when it becomes evident what a young person is really made of.
Sometimes, regardless of your background, you just have to take a stand to do what you must to get from where you are now to where you'll want to be in the future. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord, with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNmornings.com.